on today's Keys for Kids Connect podcast.
So we love partnering with people like you because you're reaching kids, you're reaching teens in a way that we would never be able to.
There's no way to describe the urgency to reach kids and teens today. They need Jesus, and for the first time in recent history, they're craving it.
When I went there, there was no Christmas in West Nepal. Now there is.
All this and more on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. I'm Greg Yoder. Welcome to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. I'm Greg Yoder, and today we have a very special episode. We'll celebrate with YouVersion. They celebrated their 1 billionth download of the Bible app. We were invited to be a part of that celebration in Oklahoma City. Next, we'll tell you about our 2026 ministry outreach and what it looks like. But we'll start off with the president of Good News Nepal, Dave Kapton, who just returned from Nepal.
Welcome to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. I'm Greg Yoder, and with me here in the studio, we're actually in the Keys for Kids radio studio, is Dave Kapton, and he is the president of Good News Nepal. And Dave, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
It's great to have
you here.
Good
to be here.
Yeah. Through the rain, sleet, snow, and gloom of night, you're like a postal worker. And you made it here. So we're thankful that you're here.
Thank you.
Well, you just got back from an amazing trip. Yeah. Tell us about the trip.
We had a little bit different trip this time. God gave us an idea. It didn't come from us. But all of a sudden, we thought, why don't we, instead of taking people over there, we get the indigenous leaders of agencies in Nepal already and bring them up to the mountains to see what it's like up there, the poorest part of Nepal. They're Nepali people, but they never go to the mountains.
They've never been to the mountains?
They never have been to these places.
Wow.
It's like I've probably never been to California, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So we asked Samaritan's Purse, we asked Child Evangelism Fellowship, the Gideons, Crew, all the big agencies in Kathmandu, and a few of them said yes. It was about 2 weeks for me, but for them, we couldn't get a flight.
Oh, wow.
And we thought we were going to have to cancel.
Oh, boy.
And Philip, my partner, he's the co-founder of GNN, mm-hmm. He got on the phone to Sita Airlines, And Sita Airlines said, I'm not sure if we can get a plane. And Philip said, hold on. We saw your plane crash coming in to pick us up about 10 years ago. We helped you. We had the video. We gave it to you. We helped you find the point of impact on the runway. Everything. Silence. We'll have a plane there.
Well, let me just back up a little bit.
Sure.
Obviously, Keys for Kids and Good News Nepal, we've been working together for, 5 years now?
At least.
A little over 5 years?
With translations.
Yeah, so we met in Zeeland, Michigan, of all places. One of our foundations that helped support both of us, I think, at the same time, said, you got to meet this Dave guy. And we met, and it didn't take weeks to get a partnership established. And
no.
The pandemic hit at a perfect time. It allowed the fast tracking of Keys for Kids to get translated into the Nepali language.
Yep.
We did online video training through Zoom to help train them on how to produce the audio so that we could develop the Keys for Kids storytellers, or you call them Red Books. They're solar-powered MP3 players.
Yes, sir.
It's got a Bible and then the Keys for Kids stories and audio on there, and you guys have done a fabulous job with that, I'm told. And we've been able to give a few, 300 or 400 or 500 away, I think.
Yes.
So that's why we have this partnership. And obviously with your trip, you said that this was one of the best, or if not the best, trips that you've ever been on. Why is that?
Because we got to meet the people that are very poor, that we target, reach the unreached. That is our goal, reach the unreached.
Now, when you say unreached, is that unreached in Kathmandu, or is this unreached in the far-flung reaches of Nepal?
This is in West Nepal, where nobody wants to go because the living is so hard. And people don't know who Jesus is. They never heard of him. Is that your uncle? No, that's not my uncle. That's my God. God isn't Hinduism or Buddhism or Muslim. Aren't those the only religions? No, there's one religion. And so they want to know.
Wow.
They want to know.
Wow. Now, on this trip, you mentioned you took a lot of ministry partners mm-hmm. with you. So this wasn't necessarily an evangelism or discipleship trip, or did you see that take place?
We saw that take place because several people accepted Jesus in the Sunday service. It's actually on Saturday there because that's the only day they have off, one day a week. One of them was a Hindu priest. He was all dressed in white.
Wow.
He was very skeptical. I think his pride. He was very influential in his community. And if he became a Christian, that would all go away. After the sermon, they always ask, is there anyone here in church who wants to receive Jesus? And his hand shot up so fast. And another boy about 20 years old, later in a week, 105-year-old lady.
What?
She went 105 years wondering, who is God? I don't think it's Hinduism. And that's what her religion was.
Wow.
Finally, she heard the gospel.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
It is. It's amazing. And only God can do that.
Tell us about what Good News Nepal, what is your purpose into going into Nepal? What are the things that you're doing the most, and in what regions?
We're only in Western Nepal. We started in Northwest Nepal, and we expanded to West because the people are coming down into the warmer areas of West Nepal. So we thought we could do a better job spreading the gospel if we took in the whole west part of Nepal. And it's worked out very well. And we do only three things. Number one, evangelize. Discipleship and church planting.
Okay.
They all go together, but they start with evangelism. Mm. Right now, Greg, we have 29 persons in our training center for 6 months.
Wow.
They're there for 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for 6 months.
Wow.
And they learn evangelism. All the methods, you know, the Evangelcube, all the parts of the New Testament, all the parts of the Old Testament, everything they learn in that 6 months. And they come out of there and they're ready to witness for Jesus Christ.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, where do the red books or the storytellers come into this? How is that a part of your strategy? Are we still kind of working that out?
We're working that out. We've made some mistakes, but I think we've got that problem solved. We want to get those red books to our pastors and to our Sunday school teachers first, so that they can regulate who gets the red books. And it could be an older person, like that 105-year-old lady. She'd love to listen to that.
Uh-huh.
She'd learn a lot.
Yeah.
Just like you and I when we had our kids and we read keys for kids.
Right.
You remember, what's the key? I learned.
She was good friends.
So, you know, that's where they go. That's where they're going to go. And also we use them in Sunday school classes. It is amazing for me in 10 years to sit up there and look at the crowd, see people that are on fire for Jesus, mm-hmm. and their children are singing. Their children are laying on the floor praying to God. And that's that next generation that we have to reach. It's a first generation church, so it's real important to hit that second generation. And I think Keys for Kids is perfect to hit that next generation.
Well, it's interesting to even hear the stories in other places like Pakistan mm-hmm. and Afghanistan, where the storytellers are intended for the kids, but because the stories are very simple in describing scripture in the most simplified way, adults
yeah.
are getting it. It's going Absolutely. Ding, 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 ding. I get this. And churches are being planted. And my prayer for Good News Nepal or for the Nepali people, the Nepalese people is that they would understand the simplicity of the gospel.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right on, because it couldn't be more simple. Believe in Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Realize that you have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and you needed a Savior, and there's only one of them available. It's not Hinduism where you have to do all kinds of stuff to earn your way and you'll never do it.
Right.
So we have an advantage. We have the Holy Spirit on our side.
The Keys for Kids Storyteller reaches kids, teens, and families who would rather listen than read. There are currently 11 languages available around the world. Pakistan and Afghanistan, we've provided thousands of storytellers for that region, but in Nepal, they don't have any more. If you'd like to support our storyteller program with your best gift, $100 provides funding so that 750 people can hear the gospel. Go to keysforkids.org/storyteller and follow the link to give. Dave, I know that as you come back, you come with this amazing excitement. What prayer needs do you have as a ministry, obviously here in North America, but in Nepal, as you kind of wrestle with how the indigenous people are doing the work, because they know what to do,
mm-hmm.
And yet, you know, you have your strategies and funding and friends here in the U.S. that want to help. What is the prayer that you have?
There's two things. That the people that receive Jesus are not suffering by their families. Because when they receive Jesus, it really hits hard with the family. Now, I say that with one thing in mind. Many, many times the whole family ends up coming to the Lord because they see how that person has changed. And many times that happens. But now for that Hindu priest, you know, he's 72 years old. What's going to happen to him? I don't know.
Yeah.
And we have to give him evangelism, discipleship. You see, that's the second part.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got to become part of the church. And the other part, we need red books. We have zero. They're in demand. People are asking. And we don't have any. You know, that's what we're asking Keys for Kids. If you can provide those, people of the next generation, the little kids and the adults, are going to come closer to Jesus.
Well, we've been doing some really shrewd negotiating with the people that produce those, and we've gotten those down to under $20 a piece now. Mm-hmm. When you say, wow, that's a lot of money, but when you think about it, you have 365 Keys for Kids stories on there, plus the full Bible in Nepali. And so it really is a great resource, especially for people in third world nations where they might not read or might not even like to read, and they can use these. So if you have a desire to support Keys for Kids and to get these red books of these storytellers into Nepal, really simple to do. You just go to keysforkids.org/storyteller, and you can give right there. Dave, I know as we have talked over these last 5 years, there have been some things that have happened, even in Nepal, where there's been a question about whether or not a ministry can continue, at least from other ministries' perspectives. When organizations hear about the work that we're doing together, and they say, how do you get these storytellers in? It's illegal to proselytize. How do you, especially with kids, how do you do this? And we're saying, I don't know, but we're doing it. How do you respond to that?
Number one, it says in the Bible that God can do the impossible. Now, do you believe that? People listening right now, do you believe that? Or do you think that's a story? It's not a story. Because we're going all over West Nepal, and we are not getting harassed. We are talking to the leaders first, getting their permission before we go into a village. Sure, come on in. I think what you say is good. And so far, God is leading us. And so we don't worry about that. And we are bold. There's some organizations that say, don't do that. I can't believe you guys are doing that and getting away with it. You know what Philip tells them? You should be doing it. Because that's what the disciples did. They suffered in the end. Every one of them, except one, probably died a martyr. But look what they got.
So it's amazing to me to hear those stories and the boldness. And Philip is fearless as he goes into many of these places. And the fact that he's still recovering from his traffic accident where he was hit by a bus or a truck.
Yeah, a bus ran over him.
My prayer is that knowing the ruggedness, because you're going into Himalayas. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not like easy Appalachian or mountains of Michigan stuff. No, this is like rugged. One wrong step and you could be a goner.
Yes.
That's the work that they're doing.
That's correct.
Every day.
That's correct.
I know as we approach Christmas, obviously there's a time of celebration for us because we celebrate the birth of Christ. He came to die for us, not only to die, but defeat death and to be that salvation to all who believe. What's your message at this Christmas season as you think about Nepal?
When I went there, there was no Christmas in West Nepal. Now there is. Churches have Christmas services. They go out in the vans and they have loudspeakers. They figure if the Muslims can do it, they can do it. They go out and tell people about Jesus. Wow. So my thought about this Christmas is, let's stay connected with God all day long. You know, it says pray unceasingly. I really think that means stay connected with God all day long. If a bad thought comes into your head, stay connected with God. And it fights that, whatever it is. And Christmas is an important time. And it's an important time to tell people that Jesus came.
Are there specific Christmas evangelistic opportunities that Brother Philip is going to be taking advantage of in the next few months or next few weeks?
Yeah, they decorate the whole training center. We decorate all of our churches. Mm. We have about 150 churches now.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. 99 last month, 99 missionaries.
Wow. And all so, in 10 years.
Yeah. We think over 10,000 people have received Jesus in the last 10 years.
Well, you've been listening to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. I'm Greg Yoder along with Dave Captain with Good News Nepal. Dave, it's such a pleasure to have you here in the studio to talk about what's going on in Nepal. We don't talk often enough, but it's always great to get reconnected, especially since you've been on a trip recently. And if people want to reach out to you, how can they find you?
Good News Nepal Ministry. Singular, MINISTRY.org.
Dave Captain, the president of Good News Nepal on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. Well, if you'd like to support our work with Good News Nepal, just go to keysforkids.org/storyteller and follow the link to give. It's Christmas. Listen to Keys for Kids Radio all Christmas long for the countdown to Christmas. Get the Keys for Kids app or go to keysforkids.net to hear radio 24/7 just for kids. You'll hear Christmas music, programs to remind kids why Christmas exists, as well as friendly announcers Zach, Dylan, and Steve-O pointing kids and families to the Christ of Christmas. That's Countdown to Christmas on Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net or on our free Keys for Kids app. When you look at the headlines, it feels like kids and teens are walking through a storm. Anxiety, confusion about identity, loneliness, depression. But underneath all that noise, something else is happening. Researchers are seeing it. In fact, youth pastors are seeing it. Ministries like Keys for Kids, we're seeing it. There's a quiet hunger for God rising in the next generation. Barna recently found that 3 out of 4 Americans say that they want to grow spiritually, and nearly half say that they're more open to God today than before the pandemic. Barna Group says that that includes young people, kids, teens, and young adults who are asking big questions about truth, purpose, and hope. And we can't afford to ignore that. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Kids and teens have always mattered to the heart of God, but right now, the window of opportunity may be more open than we realize. Recent research from the American Bible Society shows that more Gen Z young adults are saying the message of the Bible has transformed their lives. It moved from 50% to 54% in just 1 year. At the same time, Barna reports that Gen Z is actually more comfortable having spiritual conversations than the generation before them. According to Lifeway Research, they're not always sure what they believe, but they're willing to talk about it. Think about that. A generation that's anxious, often hurting, but open to spiritual conversation and curious about Jesus. That is not a moment to sit on our hands, is it? That's a moment to move. We're also watching something surprising happen with Bibles. You'd think that with all the talk about people walking away from the church, Bible sales would actually be crashing, but that's not what's happening. The opposite's true. In the United States, multiple reports say Bible sales have been rising steadily since 2021. One analyst shows that Bible sales up about 11% in 2025 compared to 2024, with more than 18 million Bibles sold already this year, and over 2.4 million copies sold in just 1 month. Now, some of that spike comes when tragedies rock the culture and people suddenly go looking for answers. Well, it's not just in the U.S. either. In fact, it's happening in the U.K., the United Kingdom. Bible sales jumped 87% between 2019 and 2024, driven largely by spiritual interest among Gen Zers. Another large survey found that young adults are less likely to be atheists than their parents and more likely to describe themselves as spiritual. Now, what does this tell us? It tells us that young people are hunting for meaning. They're buying Bibles. They're praying. They're reading about spirituality on their phones late at night. They're trying to make sense of this broken world in which they live. The question is, who will reach them with the clear, life-giving gospel of Jesus Christ? At the same time, the emotional weight of this generation carries is heavy. One recent study from Barna found that about 4 in 10 Gen Z young adults say that they frequently feel uncertain about the future and anxious about important decisions, more than double the rate of the older generation. Another major report by Springdale Research Institute shows that many young people say they're spiritual, but they aren't connected to a faith community. And those who are connected and actively practicing their faith shows much stronger mental and emotional health. So picture the tension. Kids and teens are more anxious, more digitally connected, and more overwhelmed than ever. But they're also more spiritually open, more curious about Jesus, more likely to say the Bible has changed their lives. This isn't a time for the church to retreat. It's a time to run toward the next generation with the gospel. And that's exactly why Keys for Kids Ministries exists. Every day, God is using Keys for Kids devotionals, Unlock for Teens, Keys for Kids Radio, and our Storyteller audio devices to bring Scripture right into the hands, ears, and hearts of kids and teens around the world. When a kid in Michigan hears a Keys for Kids story on the radio and prays to trust Jesus, when a teenager in a public school
school listens to Unlocked on their phone or realizes God hasn't given up on them. When a child in Nepal or the Middle East hears the gospel in their own language on a storyteller device, those aren't just good stories. They're answers to this moment in history. Researchers are telling us spiritual openness is up. Bible sales are up. Conversation about faith are up. In some places, church attendance among young adults is even starting to rebound. But openness doesn't save anyone by itself. The Apostle Paul asks, how will they believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how will they hear unless someone's preaching? Kids and teens need clear, consistent, age-appropriate, gospel-centered truth. They need to know who Jesus is, what he's done for them, and how they can trust him in a world that feels like it's on fire. So let's be honest. If we don't reach them, someone else will. TikTok will disciple them. Influencers will disciple them. Whatever's trending this week will tell them who they are and what they're worth. But right now, while their hearts are cracked open by fear, loneliness, and big questions, we have an open door to bring them the only news that truly saves. That God, who has created them, loves them. That Jesus died and rose again to forgive their sin. That they're not an accident, not a label, not a statistic. They're image bearers, deeply loved and invited into a loving relationship with him. That's why Keys for Kids Ministries is so urgent. We're not just producing nice Christian content. We're stepping into a generation's search for meaning with a timeless truth of Scripture and the simple, clear gospel of Jesus in formats they're actually using. Short audio stories, devotions on apps, radio programs, storyteller devices that work where there's no internet and no church building, tools that parents, grandparents, churches, camps, and missionaries can use to point kids and teens to Christ again and again and again. So let me put it like this. We don't know how long this window of spiritual openness will last, but we do know this. Today, right now, kids and teens are listening. Some are listening in their bedrooms. Some are scrolling through their phones, wondering if there's any point to going on. Some are reading or listening in refugee camps, in war zones, in neighborhoods broken by violence, longing for peace. Some are listening in good homes with loving parents, but no one has ever explained the gospel in a way they can understand. And some are listening because you helped put a Keys for Kids or Unlocked Devotional or a Storyteller or a Keys for Kids Radio within their reach. Now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation in 2 Corinthians 6:2. This isn't just another ministry moment. This is a gospel emergency, and at the same time, a gospel opportunity unlike any we've seen in recent years. So here's the invitation. Pray for this generation like never before. Talk to the kids and teens in your life about Jesus. Use tools that speak their language, whether it's Keys for Kids, Unlocked, Keys for Kids Radio, or storyteller devices around the world. And as God leads, stand with Keys for Kids Ministry so together we can step into this moment with courage, creativity, and an unwavering trust in God's Word. The hunger is real. The door is open. The gospel is powerful. Let's reach kids and teens now while they're asking, searching, and listening so that they don't just hear about Jesus once, but grow up walking with him for a lifetime. If you'd like to support Keys for Kids Ministries with your year-end gift, just go to keysforkids.org/year-end. That's keysforkids.org/year-end. Well, the three Heath brothers will be performing their Not So Silent Night Christmas concert. It's coming up Thursday, December 18th at 7 o'clock at Lifestream Church in Allendale. That's in Michigan, of course. At this concert, we'll be raising funds for our public school outreach. So your support will help Keys for Kids and Unlock Devotionals to get into the hands of any student who wants one. These are tangible ways to plant seeds of faith in kids' lives. If you live in West Michigan, Please join us. Come for the music, stay for the mission, and be a part of giving hope to students both near and far. Go to keysforkids.org/events/3HB for more information on tickets or sponsorship availability. Next, I traveled to Oklahoma City on November 17th for the YouVersion Beyond a Billion celebration. What an amazing time of worship. I've never been a part of anything like it. Keys for Kids Ministries was invited to join in because we have 9 studies on the Bible app, the YouVersion Bible app. Nathan Mullins is with YouVersion. He took some time to talk with me at the YouVersion Partner Summit, which was just before the celebration. Welcome to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. I'm Greg Yoder. I have a special guest.
Hello, hello.
Nathan Mullins.
Yes,
sir. Thank you for being here. We are at the Beyond a Billion Partner Summit. Where are we?
Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the headquarters of the Bible app.
Yes, and we are celebrating what?
We are celebrating something incredible. Mm-hmm. God is doing something that none of us ever expected, and that is we have crossed 1 billion unique installs of the YouVersion family of apps, which is our flagship Bible app for kids, and then Bible app Lite in countries with low connectivity speeds.
Well, I know that Keys for Kids Ministries has just 9 studies on right now, and I listening to some of the conferees this morning, I thought, we can do a lot more. There's so many more things that we can do, but there might be people who have downloaded the Bible app and they have no idea how it started. Can you give me just a brief?
Yeah.
How did it get started?
What a great question. Our founder, Bobby Greenwald, was in an airport. It was Chicago O'Hare, and it was in 2006, and he asked, is there a way I can use technology to help me build a Bible habit? How can I use technology to connect with God in a way that I haven't yet? And that actually gave birth to YouVersion.com, which was a website. And some people don't know this, but the website, YouVersion.com, actually failed. It was not adopted. And through a series of miracles and introductions, we heard about this thing called the App Store. And coming into 2008, we developed an app. And it launched on the first Friday of the App Store being live. And we really didn't know what to expect with it. We just thought something's going to happen. Maybe we'll get a few hundred, if we're lucky, installs. We didn't really have a metric to judge. And over the weekend, 83,000 people downloaded the Bible app, which we never expected. And God has been good, and we have been innovating to the best of our ability, and God has been providing ever since.
Well, that's really cool. I've just been amazed by how many people are here representing people all over the really all over the world. How many languages is the Bible app currently doing its thing in?
That's a great question. We have 101 content languages for Bible plans, and then we have over 2,000 Bible translations, and I think it's over 1,000 languages. I might have to double check that, but it's quite a bit.
Now, in terms of downloads, we already mentioned the billion, but in terms of people that have maybe come to faith in Christ, you have no idea what that could be, but tell me about the communication that you have with people. I mean, what are some of these life-changing stories that you hear about?
We're really blessed with what the Lord is doing to be able to, I can't even count how many stories of life change I think of. There was someone who logged onto the app just a few weeks ago. They were not a Christian. They never read the Bible, and they searched and they submitted a prayer request saying that they were feeling suicidal. They were ready to end it all. They had no hope. And one of our prayer support team, one of our volunteers reached out and said, hey, I'm praying for you. And I'm not just praying for you, but here are Bible plans from partners around the world that are going to resonate with exactly what you're talking about. And it's been a few weeks now, and we've seen him improving. And that's just one story among many, many thousands of people who have given their life to Christ just from opening and engaging with God's word.
Now, when you think of what has transpired around the world, I mean, even here in our country. I mean, the craziness that we have in our nation. And yet, the desire for being in God's word is not diminishing from what we heard today.
Yeah, it's growing. Yeah, Gen Z is, over 80% of Gen Z is actually open to God's word. They're open to considering what the Bible says. We live in a world where, with the news and with AI, we're always questioning what we think. And so people are looking for actual truth. And the fact that the scripture has been around for thousands of years and has been actually true the whole time and has been reliable and has been life-changing is enough to bring people to say, what really is this, in a way that's never happened. Hmm. Bible sales are up for physical Bibles. Digital downloads are up higher than they've ever been. God is up to something really incredible.
Now, obviously, we're doing teens and kids material, mostly kids material.
Absolutely.
In multiple languages. Is that something that's needed on YouVersion? I mean, I would say probably the majority of your work or the devotionals or the Bible plans or et cetera for adults, right?
Sure. I think it depends. So there's the Bible app for kids, and then right. there's the flagship. I think that a lot of people would assume that it's mostly adults. You would be surprised how many young people actually engage with God's Word through the App Store. A lot of young people these days are digital natives. They know how to download things. And we've had people as young as 8 years old engaging with the Bible app. And we've had kids as old as 18 engaging with Bible app for kids. I think the hunger is there way more than the average person probably expects.
Now, out of this whole day, describe the day. Obviously, we're having the Partner Summit this morning. What's going on the rest of the day?
Yeah, right now we're at the Partner Summit. We're getting to celebrate with our church, Bible, and content partners like you. Thanks so much for coming. And then tonight, we are basically having a big worship night in the Paycom Arena, and we're celebrating what God has done with a lot of really incredible messages, inspiring messages, and a lot of worship to celebrate what God is doing.
Now, it's taken 17 years to get to a billion. Mm. What's next?
Next, we have a lot of fun things on the horizon. If the numbers are correct, which we're pretty sure they are, it took us 17 years to get the first billion. It's only going to take 5 years to get 2 billion, and then it's only going to take 3 years to get 3 billion.
Wow.
So it's so much faster than any of us could have ever dreamed. We initially thought we were going to hit 1 billion in 2027, and that was in March, January. And then by March, we realized we were actually going to hit it this year. And so it just moved so much faster than we thought, and only God could do such a thing.
Let me ask you this. I know obviously downloads are important, but in terms of people actually going through the plans, actually using the app, I mean, is that translate into not a billion, but
millions?
About how many millions?
Many millions. I think we're probably somewhere in the 14 to 15 million people use it, the Bible app as a whole, every day, which is just mind-blowing. People are hungry, and they're coming from all over the world. And that's just people who are in it every single day. That's not even counting people that only come once a week once a month.
And I think you mentioned this already, but 80,000 plans or something like that?
Yes, 80,000 Bible plans total in the Bible app in all of our languages. So if you're listening to this, we're ready for more. There's more people to reach.
Well, we're working on it. We're excited about maybe doing Pashto, Urdu, Dari, and other languages that doing here at Keys for Kids Ministries and also for our Unlocked for Teen Devotional. So we're excited about that. Nathan, I don't have any more questions for you. Anything I missed? Anything you wanted to add?
Just that I'm so grateful for you. Thanks for coming all this way. We believe that we want to reach every single person. What we say is it's God's word, everyone, everywhere, every day. And there's no reality where we can do that ourselves. And so we love partnering with people like you because you're reaching kids, you're reaching teens in a way that we would never be able to. And so we just want to help.
Well, I appreciate that. One last thing, and I this was kind of surprising to me. I didn't realize all the things that the Bible app did. Like, I didn't know there was a My Church app. Like, I didn't know I could put my church up there. I didn't know that at all. I mean, there are probably other things that people don't know. But can you just describe the things that are on the app that people might not be aware of?
Yeah, there's churches. So if you have a church, if you're a pastor and you want to set yours up, it's 100% free. You can engage with your church congregation. You can see what they're reading in the Bible app. If you attend a church, you can set it as your church and you can get messages in your app directly from your pastoral team, whoever's got the keys to the app, so to speak. Of course, there's Bible plans. I think Bible plans are probably the best kept secret of the Bible app. So many people use the Bible app every day and don't realize that there are 80,000 devotionals ready to bring them closer to understanding what God's saying.
Yeah. Well, this is our sixth year reading through the Bible on the Bible app. So our friends are my 20 people that are reading through the Bible together. We thank you for allowing us to be able to have a conduit to stick together and to comment about what we're reading every day. It's amazing.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for having me on. It's been real good.
That's Nathan Mullins with YouVersion on the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. Today we talked about the needs in Nepal, a turning to faith in the United States, and an amazing milestone in technology. I just want to thank you for being a part of the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. Just a reminder, hopefully on your calendar is the Three Heath Brothers Christmas concert, the Not So Silent Night Christmas concert. It's December 18th in Allendale, Michigan.
I hope you can be a part of that if you live in West Michigan. Well, thanks for listening to the Keys for Kids Connect podcast. I'm Greg Yoder. Until next time, keep pointing kids to Jesus, because even the smallest seed of hope can grow into a lifetime of faith. Thanks for listening. I'm Greg Yoder.